It's Thursday, January 12th, 2012. I'm Kyle Kellens. With me is Jody Beznoska. She is Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center. Happy colder Thursday to
yes,
you.
Yes, it's chilly today.
Yes.
Yes, it is. But it's warm at Walton Arts Center. You know I had to say
yes,
that.
Yes, of course.
You know. But it is warm, and the houses are full, and we have the Blue Man Group here through the end of the week. Mm-hmm. There's a show tonight, a show tomorrow, two shows Saturday, two shows Sunday, and one show. That's it. We're done after that.
Right.
Two shows on Sunday. But I have to tell you that there are very few tickets left, mostly singles, and we have waiting lists for most of the shows. So what I would recommend, I know there's a lot of people that still really want to see the show, so I would recommend calling up the box office, checking frequently to see if anything has come open, getting on the waiting list, and then coming the night of and getting on standby. We've had success over the last couple days in getting people in at the last minute. The best part for us so far has been that we had two drummers and a Blue Man go out to Fayetteville High School.
Saw the picture on front of the Northwest Arkansas Times today.
Yeah, it was really, really great. They gave a little workshop, and they brought kids up on stage and had them play the drums, and they took a couple of the percussionists through what an audition for Blue Man drummers would be, which was really great. And then they brought other kids up and taught them the different patterns. They have these sort of motifs for the drums, just like you would in a symphony or in a classical piece, but each drum has a certain pattern that they use to build up and create this whole big drumming sound that is Blue Man. And then we will our next event will be on the 20th of January. That's
speaking of percussion.
Yes, it's a percussion month.
Yes,
and we have Pancho Sanchez and his band. That's an 8 o'clock show on Friday the 20th. We will have a creative conversation at 7, and we have found out that, fingers crossed, barring any major difficulties, Pancho himself will be in the conversation with one of his band members. Robert Ginsberg will be leading that. So that is going to be really great, and that's free. That's open to anyone who has tickets to the show, and tickets to the show are only $10.
That's right.
So definitely, this I have heard from people who have heard Pancho Sanchez play before that he is fantastic, and many people have held his concerts up as the best show they've ever seen. Who knew?
Yeah.
But very excited for that. Then the following night, we will have the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas doing their third concert of the season. It's a 7:30 show. It's a Masterworks concert, and it features two major works by major Russian composers. And we just learned, actually, that the sort of star pianist who was going to be performing the Rock 3 isn't able to. She hurt her finger. But we got an absolutely incredible Russian pianist named Sergei Babayan, if
yes.
I said his name right. And he's going to be doing the piece. And it sounds like it's absolutely incredible that we were able to get this guy.
And Katie Hendrickson, who hosts Of Note at 11 o'clock Monday through Friday, talked to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's been on the air, but you can hear it again Sunday on Ozarks.
Oh, perfect. That's perfect.
Get you ready for next weekend.
Yeah, and if you're someone, I think if you're a classical music lover, you know these two Russian symphonies, you know these. You're familiar with these. You understand the power of them and how emotional and huge and monumental they've been in symphonic music. But if you're somebody like me who didn't really grow up learning all these symphonies, it's a little harder to know why these works are so important. I really recommend going to the Sona blog and reading what the maestro wrote, what Paul Haas has written about the two pieces, because it's very clear when you read this that he's incredibly passionate about these two works and about the size and the scope and the scale of them, but also about what they represent in their time period. You know, they were written as a sort of a cry against oppression, you know,
right.
he has some really great insights into what the music means. And it's really helpful for someone like me to know that and go, okay, now I know what I'm listening for as I'm as I'm hearing the show. So that is Saturday the 21st. The show's at 7:30. There is also a creative conversation.
Yes, there is.
That evening. That's a 6:45 one. And I do believe that you will be leading that. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All right. So
with Paul.
With Paul, which will be great. And then Sunday, you can also come out and see Kyle dealing with something related to Walton Arts Center. That's the Countdown Conversation at the Fayetteville Public Library. That's
right.
The 22nd.
Right.
That's a 2 o'clock event, free and open to the public. And this Countdown Conversation will be focusing on the Mark Morris Dance Company and Time for Three, which is a classical music trio. We will basically be doing a conversation about both of those shows in the same event because those shows fall right after each other.
Right.
That's going to be really exciting because the Mark Morris Dance Company performs to live classical music.
Right. So there you go.
We have
and
a nice
little. And that's Sunday the 22nd at 2.
Sunday the 22nd at 2, correct.
Free
at the in the Walker Room right. at the Fayetteville Public Library. Then on the 25th of January, we will have the Keb Mo Band. That's mm-hmm. a 7 o'clock show. 3 days later, on Saturday, we will have Lewis Black, the comedian. That's an 8 p.m. show. That, at the moment, is there aren't any tickets for that. So the same situation as Blue Man Group, you know, try to get on the waiting list, try to keep calling and seeing if you can get something that opens up or come down and wait and get on standby that evening. And then we're into February, and we will have the Mark Morris Dance Company mm-hmm. on Thursday the 2nd. That's a 7 p.m. show with a 6 o'clock creative conversation. We'll have Time for Three on the 3rd. That's a Friday. That's an 8 p.m. show with a 7 o'clock creative conversation. And then Saturday, we will have the Intergalactic Nemesis at 8 p.m. In the Big Hall, in Baumwalker Hall. And as we talked about last week, this is a live-action graphic novel. And then, my goodness, we have Bring It On, the musical, from the 7th to the 12th of February. And that's from the 7th to the 12th of February. Theater Squared will kick off their third show of the season, Tigers Be Still, on February 9th. They'll run for 3 weeks through the 26th. And then speaking of drums, since mm-hmm. everything seems to be about drums this week, I wanted to remind everyone that on the 28th of February, I know that seems like a long time away, but on the 28th we have a group called Tao, Art of the Drum. It's a taiko drumming group, and that is on the 10x10 art series. So it's a $10 ticket, and you will, if you think you liked the drums, the Blue Man Group,
boy.
You will like this.
WaltonArtsCenter.org.
Or 443-5600 for tickets. You can also come down to the box office and see us. We're in the last week of our Leon mm-hmm. Niehaus exhibit that is open in our Joy Prep Markham Gallery. And I also want to let everyone know that if you came to see the show Rain, a tribute to the Beatles, mm-hmm. a couple years back. We've actually added one performance of that coming up in May, and that goes on sale next week.
That'll just be a one
night.
Okay. All right.
So that's it.
Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.